So, Rob Renee, I'm so glad to have you part of my podcast that we can help my audience know about the products that you are representing. I've heard fantastic reviews about them. So, let's start by having you introduce yourself.
Sounds great. So thank you. I'm so excited to be here, and it's just a pleasure. I know we've been talking for a while, and it's been really an amazing journey to get to here. So I do own a company called QE Strong, but the journey to get here has been a very wild one.
Well, give us a little bit of background.
All right, sounds good. So I started off as a youth as a runner. My brother had gotten me into running, but he's 4 years older than I am. And he went to on a 10K run. And I went there just as a young child, probably 9 or 10 years old, with my mom, and was going to watch him do this run. And then I saw this other little boy that was about my age with the singlet on and with the nice running shorts and nice running shoes on, and was warming up for this 10K. And I thought, geez. I talked to my mom and said, can I run this? And she about fell over because I'd never run anything. And she said, well, sure, if you want to. So I ended up running that 10K and beating that young boy in that 10K. And it just became one of those things kind of natural to me. But to make a long story short about my youth and running is, as I became pretty good. And one of the things that I had learned during that period is I read a book called Eat to Win. And that book was a really transformational for me because I learned how to fuel my body, right? I learned that what you put in your body actually makes up what how your body performs. And so the reason I mention that is that really a lot of what I do now today comes back to that same understanding. And so that was really an important factor that I had grown up kind of learning this asset that was important about what you do to your body fuels your body. And then I became a good runner, won a national cross country championship. I got a full ride running scholarship to a Division I school. And my goal in life was to be a professional runner. And after I'd made the US junior team and won an international race, I beat all the other runners from 5 different countries and was just really excited about my future. My goal, like I mentioned, was to make a living running. And that winter, I was out on a training run and got hit by a truck.
Whoa.
It was really crazy. The Lord definitely has me on this earth for a reason because I should have died that day. That truck hit me and threw me 36 feet.
Wow.
I landed right on my face and was unconscious, and I had a bloody nose earlier in the run, and so my throat clogged with my blood, and so I wasn't breathing. I was unconscious on the side of the road and was in big trouble. But it wasn't for a blessing of my friend being there, running with me, and he did not get hit, and he came and realized I wasn't breathing and unclogged my throat. If you hadn't had done that, I would have perished that day. So
Wow.
after that accident, I realized that the Lord had me here on this earth for a different reason. It took me a long time to figure out what that was because I went through a really difficult period of time where I was depressed and lost my entire life's goal at that point. And it was a really, really difficult time to get through.
Sure.
But you fast forward that through, I ended up getting my degree and went into the corporate sales world and sold enterprise software for a long time. And then, boom, I call it the second truck that hit me. And what I mean by that, Pamela, is the second truck is a truck that almost everybody in the world got hit by, and that's the pandemic we just went through, right? So that affected everybody globally. And it affected me in a different way in a respect that my sales job, I couldn't travel anymore. And so they downsized the sales team, and I was included as part of that. So I became unemployed, and I'm like, geez, this is not good. What am I doing, and what should I do? And I was working with my brother who had a podcast show, trying to tell the truth, what's going on in the world. And we were working together, and it was like, how can we help? And as during that time frame, I did a lot of research because I really saw the vilification of all natural health doctors. And
Right.
again, remember, I mentioned that Eat to Win book early on. I knew that God gave us an amazing body,
Right.
and that what you feed it and how you take care of it, is super important. And I saw these people who are recommending, vitamin D, which is just a natural element that comes from the sun. And doctors were getting canceled and vilified and prosecuted and persecuted for recommending something natural. That just made no sense to me. So I did a lot of research during that period, and it was just I saw how corrupt our information is in the United States and across the world, as well as how our medical system has been really corrupted.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and it's just really sad to see. And it really frustrated me because I didn't know it. I was in the matrix,
Right.
like a lot of people are, for a really, really long time, because I just assumed that people are good, and I assumed that the United States had great health care and that we had great journalists. And man, my world came crashing down when I found out how corrupt things are. So that was my like second awakening, the first one with my accidents, and then this. So I knew God had a plan for me, and this second awakening was realizing that the world is not as it seems, and had to learn the critical skill of learning how to do research myself. And my wife gets frustrated at me now, even to this day, where she will tell me something and I won't just take her word for it. And it does frustrate her. I will say, thank you, that's interesting information, and then I'll go research it. And I have to research it again. It's 10 different resources that I've vetted over time that I believe are accurate, and the people that aren't trying to hide the truth. And it's not easy to find those sources, but they are important. As I went through that process, I really learned that there is an evil plan for our world. Our health information is just being crushed, and people need help. So I'm like, what can I, little Rob here in Texas, what can I do?
Yes.
And we decided to craft some supplements that I figured, hey, I'll just go find some natural elements on the earth that God made, and we'll craft some supplements to help people. That was our original thought. And the Lord led me to this person who was helping me craft these supplements. One day it came to me and said, have you heard of quantum energy? And I said, quantum what? Because I was like, I was in the technology field in my sales career. So I knew a lot about quantum computing, but I'd never heard of quantum energy. And so I said, no. And he says, well, I want to introduce you to this gentleman. So he introduced me to this awesome scientist. I call him the mad scientist, one of those guys with the tinfoil hats, just a guy that has been researching this stuff for 30 years and was just so incredible that he just one of those people when you meet that you're like, you have a hard time believing as well, because you're like, wow, you're just really, really smart, but I have no idea what you just said, right? So he told me all about this quantum energy and frequencies and how it worked and how it interacted with the body. And at first, I literally didn't understand it. And so I did what that critical skill set I just told you about. I was like,
Right.
okay, so I don't know if this what this guy's telling me is true. So what do I have to do? I have to go research these things for myself.
Right.
So I did exactly that. I took the information he told me and resources he gave me, and I did a bunch of research. And man, what I found was fascinating. I found that our body is made up of energy, right? God made it, this body so incredible and so complex, but it is made up of energy all the way down into this to your cellular level. And our cells interact with each other via vibrations, and those vibrations are caused by frequencies, or they cause frequencies, or frequencies can interact. So when I found out that the frequencies he was talking to me about can physically have an impact on your body, oh, things started getting interesting. And I'm like, wow, that's really, really intriguing. And then I did research on a Dr. Emoto. Have you ever heard of Dr. Emoto, Pamela?
I personally have, but I'm sure some people in the audience have not. So why don't you give a brief background about him?
Yeah, sounds good. So he was fascinating when I did research on him because his research is so cool. He's got this book called, it's called The Hidden Messages in Water. And what he has done, he dedicated his life to doing research on how external forces had physical impacts on water and on rice and on other elements. And so he has these really amazing documentaries and pictures that he's created that show how, after even prayer or after a thought, the crystals in the water actually change. And they can be good or bad. I love the rice experiment because it's really visual. He does this rice experiment for 30 days. He has three different jars of rice. On one jar, he's written love. And he says to that jar every day, I love you. And talks nice to it. Then the second jar, he says, I hate you. And he gets mad at it. And he curses at this second jar. And the third jar, he ignores. He did those three things to three different jars every day for 30 days. And what's so fascinating is hundreds of people have replicated that same experiment. But at the end of that 30 days, you look at the one that is he loved and he talked good to, and it's basically still white. The rice is white. It's a little murky because the rice has been in water for 30 days. But then you look at the one that he cursed at and spoke negatively towards, and it's just disgusting. It's moldy and gross and dark and horrible. And the third one that he ignored is almost as bad as the middle one. So he really literally is proving that your intentions and your thoughts and your words have a physical impact on something else. And that blew me away because when I first heard that, I would have said, you're crazy, right? I'd say, come on, that can't happen. But then you start seeing this research and you're like, wow, that is fascinating that your words, that's why, gardeners love to talk to their plants, right? Because when they do, they're helping their plants grow.
It's a biblical principle that
Yes.
our words have the power of life and death.
Exactly.
And I think this is something that we haven't fully understood, and I believe we're coming to better understand it because of COVID. Many of us have awakened to what is going on, like you talked about the corruption. Many of us have been searching for truth, and many people are being driven back to the Bible to really see what God has to say. And we are experiencing what you have come to experience, the power of our words and how we can take control over situations so long as it lines up with what God's desires are. So I'm fascinated by what this experiment has been. I know some people think that that doctor is controversial, but it's definitely worth people looking into. This is why I wanted to have you on the program and talk more about the products that you now have created as a result of your research. But you've got some specific products to try to help people. Just like you wanted to help them with the supplements, you want to help them with their health otherwise. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Sounds great. And that's exactly what we did. So this scientist that I mentioned was introduced to had built these products. And what it is it's a skin patch. And on that skin patch, it can hold information. You say, okay, how can a little patch hold information? Well, it's simple. Just like a computer can hold information inside the computer, it has ones and the zeros that the little hard drive holds. And what we do with these skin patches is we spray a little crystalline structure on top of it. And those little microscopic crystals can hold information. And so we program that structure with three things. We do a frequency and the positive intention and Bible verses. So we literally encode 40 Bible verses onto the patch. The positive intention for the problem that we're solving, and a positive frequency that helps with that particular issue. Pain relief is a great example.
Okay.
That's kind of our marquee product. That's the one, there's so many people that are in pain. Nowadays, there's like over 50 million adults in the US, identified as having pain often and or chronic pain. So it's a really big problem. But this product, when you apply it to your body, it connects to the energy system in your body within 5 seconds.
Okay, now let me ask you. It's a patch that people put on their skin. Are there specific locations on the body that it must be positioned?
That's a fantastic question. But the really interesting answer is it doesn't matter because if you think about your body, it's all made up of energy, like I mentioned earlier. And like if you put your finger in electrified water in a tub, does it matter where you put your finger?
Right?
It doesn't, right? Because it's all electric, right?
Right.
The entire tub is. That's the way your body is. And so you can apply the patch anywhere on your body and it works throughout your entire body. So I say that, but I also want to say that your mind is very powerful and your mind can help your body do the things that it needs to do. So if you have pain in your ankle, for example, or your elbow or your back, and you want to put it the patch on your back, if your back hurts, put it on your back because your mind is going to equate that and it may make it more effective than without.
Interesting.
So I let people put it where they want to put it. I do tell them that it really technically doesn't matter, but at the same point, I also believe in the power of their mind. So if they believe it's going to help better, put it on the patch. I even had this one woman just like 2 days ago just say, "I'm really sore, so I'm going to do two." And I tried to tell her she didn't need to do two, but she's like, "No, I want to do two. I want more." So I let her do that because her mind is going to make that more effective because she believes that it's going to work. And another fascinating thing that we did to help the product be even more effective is we combine it with what we call the multi-sensory approach. So similar to your mind being powerful, and we believe the word of God is powerful. And so we include a prayer guide with each of our products where we literally want you to use your mouth every day to say the prayer out loud. And then we want you to read it. So you're using your eyes to read it, you're using your mouth to declare it. And you're saying a prayer to the Lord at the same time, and you're using your ears to hear yourself read it. So you're using, and you combine that with the touch of the patch, and you're using four out of your five God-given senses to help you with your pain. And the combination of those factors is really important, and it really, really, really makes the product effective. And the testimonials we're getting are just through the roof. It's so exciting to see the impact it's having on people and how it's helping.
Yeah, and I want to get to some of those testimonials, but first, let's talk about the specific areas of treatment, I'll call it treatment, that you have available. I know there's pain, you talked about that. What are some of the other specific issues that people deal with have you tried to address?
Yeah, so we've got like 14 different products. The most popular are weight loss. That's one helps reduce your appetite and then to get to ketosis faster if you're doing a keto diet. But there's also a allergy relief product. We have an anti-anxiety product with all the stress that's happening in the world. This has been a really popular one. Just helps. I call it the joy and peace card because, or the joy and peace solution because it really fills your body and thought and mind with peace and joy instead of anger and frustration and anxiety. And so then we have a clarity and focus one that's really good for brain fog. I don't know if you know this, Pamela. If you look at the side effects of people who did get COVID, including me, that the biggest side effect of COVID or one of the biggest side effects is brain fog. So it causes people just to have a more difficult time, thinking and or remembering things. And our product really helps with that, with our Clarity and Focus product.
Don't you also have one for sleep? I know a lot of people have trouble sleeping. Yeah.
We do, yeah. Sleep is a really popular one. We even have one for pets. And what's neat about that one is we've combined our pain relief product with our strength and stamina. So strength and stamina is another one. It gives you energy and gives you some peppiness. But we put it on the dog or a collar, so a little dog tag or a pet tag, and then you put the patch on the other side of that pet tag, and it connects to the animal's energy system just like it does our body, and that's really been effective.
That's fascinating. I love the idea for pets because so many people who have pets consider them human. And
Yes, for sure.
now I have a personal interest in the application for pets. My daughter has a wonderful chocolate lab that is just a blessing. And unfortunately, she has hip dysplasia. Have you heard of anything of your products being helpful in that regard?
Yeah, because it just helps with the pain and then give them a little bit more energy so that they, will feel better than without it. And so it doesn't fix the dysplasia, right? It can't change the physical structure of the dog, but it gives the dog a better quality of life because they can do things that they normally like to do and want to do because they're no longer feeling that pain.
All right, so let me ask you then, because the patches for humans obviously are to go on the skin. You can't put a patch on a dog because of the fur, or a horse, or a cat, whatever. So that's why you'd put it on the collar. Then don't you have other products that a person can carry with them? Aren't they almost like a credit card? Did I see that correctly?
Yeah, that is exactly right. And we start off people with the patches because they're less expensive and you can try it and validate that it's going to work for you, right? Because we want to help you. So we want you to try them. And when it works for you, then you can upgrade to a card. The patches last typically a couple of days because as soon as the ink wears off on the patch, that's where that crystalline structure I mentioned to you was held. So when that ink falls off, the patch is no longer working, right? But what we've done is we've created the similar technology with a credit card. It looks like a credit card. And on top of that robust plastic surface is the same frequency. But that the nice thing is that card will last up to 6 months. And so instead of having to put a patch on every day, you can just put this in your pocket and have it near your body, and it works that way. We were just meeting with Dr. Brian Artis. I don't know if you've heard
Yes,
of Dr.
he's been on my
Artis.
podcast before, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, what a wonderful man. But he was explaining that your energy field goes out about 6 to 8 inches from your body. And so that's why our product will work when you don't even have to have it physically connected to your body. So the card works as long as you have it within a couple of inches of your body, it still connects to the energy system.
Okay, let me go back to the patches then. If the patches can last up to 2 days, is it okay to shower with the patches on?
It is. We recommend you take it off because the water will take the ink off of that patch. So,
Okay, so you can remove the patch and then replace it so that you can get 2 days
yeah,
use out
and
of it? Okay.
correct. Correct.
Okay.
That's what we recommend. And then if there we include some second skin patches with the product that if the stickiness of the patch wears off, you can use the second skin to reapply it
I
just to
see.
help elongate the patch. So, try to get people as long of a use as possible with it to make it more cost effective.
Okay, well, here's the deal. I try to make sure that my podcast listeners are aware that I have tried any product that I recommend, any product that I bring to my podcast, and that I can give them an honest evaluation. I want to be able to do that with your patches, and then I want to have you back, say, maybe 30 days from now, and give my report and talk further.
That would be fantastic. I will get you any of the products that you are interested in. We'll make sure you have. And then that's what's been so fun is with this product and technology is this, like you mentioned, the testimonials, because it's important. Bam, I want you to use the product. And I want you to have your own experience with it because that makes it much more relatable to your audience and people will trust it more. The fun thing is like Dr. Artis. He's used the product and recommends it. But then we also have people like Pastor Dave Scarlett from His Glory and Amanda Grace, are users of the product. Amanda uses our pain product every day.
And both of them also have been on my podcast. So these are names that my audience members will be familiar with.
Good. Yeah, they're awesome men and women of God. They are both, they both used our product and they really liked it. Pastor Dave, he uses our allergy product. He has a big black grass field behind his home, and he goes out in a tractor and mows the grass, and he's got allergies. So every time he'd do that, he'd come in with his eyes swollen and I could hardly see, but one time he went and did that and then remembered after he got done about our patches. So he applied our patch after the fact and it helped with the symptoms, but still was bothered by it. So the next time he's like, I'm going to put the patch on before I go out. And he did that. And guess what? It was really neat. He said he'd had no symptoms whatsoever after mowing his lawn with the tractor. So he does it smart, right? He puts it on before he goes out, and it helps. One of my older brothers is a very skeptical person. So he more than anybody would be one that's, if this product didn't work, he would throw it back at me and say, this just doesn't work. You're crazy. But the cool thing about it with him is he was on Claritin D, that allergy medication, for 10 years. And now for the last, I think, year and a half or so since he's started using the product, he hasn't taken Claritin D. He uses our patch, and he also had a card and a patch. And it's really interesting. He likes the patches because he knows it's there, right? He can put that patch on in the morning before he goes to work, and he knows it's there. Where the card, he'll put in his wallet, and he'll take his wallet out and put it in his desk, and he'll forget that he doesn't have it on his body. Whereas the patch, he knows that he's got it on. So it's a personal preference thing with the card versus the patch. And one thing I forgot to mention was the card is more expensive because it does last up to 6 months. That's why we let people try the patches first, and then upgrade to the card if it's working well for you.
Well, I have a hunch there'll be some people in my audience who want to get started with their own evaluation of your product with the patches in the same 30-day time that I'm going to be trying to evaluate it. So I would like you to let my audience know where they can hear more about your product, where they can order the product. I know you also have a podcast, so give my listeners a little bit of information about that, please.
Yeah, sounds great. So it's really simple to find the company. It's QE for Quantum Energy. So that's why you can remember it. QE Strong, because you want to be strong. And then when you go to that website, we have all of our products there. And then when you find the products, just look for the ones that you want. And then as you add them to the cart, the more that you buy, the bigger discount you get. But then the cool thing is when you check out, you can use Pamela's discount code. And so you'll get another 15% off of whatever discounts you've gotten by the volume purchase. And use the discount code FTLB. By using that, you'll be able to bless Pamela's ministry. And then you'll obviously help us. And then you can try the products. And that's a great way to do it. Then you mentioned the podcast, and that's kind of fun in the respect that I've created this podcast called I Am Pain Free. And that's four words. Just go search on your podcast app, and you'll see this podcast. And the idea of this podcast is to help people with just naturally for free, giving them all the ideas and concepts of how to get pain free naturally and faithfully, I call it. So I'm interviewing amazing doctors like Dr. Artis, I mentioned. I've interviewed Dr. Group, who owns a company called Global Healing, and he specializes in gut health. And so we talk about really important ways to help people get well. And so I always love to tell people three things that are 100% free, right? So this is just free advice for you that's going to help your health. And hopefully you're doing at least one or two of these, but try to do all three. The first one is an obvious one, but people still don't d drink enough of it, which is just water. And make sure it's really healthy water. Drink spring water or filtered water, and don't drink tap water. And make sure you drink at least 8 ounces of that a day. It's really important. It's a lot of water, but it really is going to help you. So do that. But then the second one is just getting that vitamin D, getting some sun. And if you can't get sun, get a vitamin, a light source, like one of those red lights or white lights that they call it, that can help you with the vitamin D, because that's really important, and it's free. You can go get that in the sun. And the third one I like to tell people is just grounding, getting your feet on God's given earth really can transform your body. It discharges a lot of the negative components from your body, and then it energizes the cells within your body by physically grounding to the God's earth. And my wife loves me to tell that story because I thought she was crazy when she said that, told me about grounding. I'm like, oh, come on. I'd had shoes on my entire life and never even thought about it. But the more research I did, again, I've been on this health kick, just trying to understand how do we get people healthy naturally. And those are just three free tips that everybody can use. But my podcast, I'm just teaching people all different types of ways to reduce inflammation for pain and get your gut health healthy. And so just go to iampainfree.com and you can see that website, and you can get a free three series podcast that I've created that's a private one behind the scenes that's better than a paid class because it'll walk through just really good ways for you to get pain free naturally.
Well, that will be my call to action for my listeners with this particular podcast, for them to go to your website, iampainfree.com, and especially get the three programs that you're talking about and do their own research, just as you're talking the importance of doing critical research, critical thinking. And then in about 30 days from now, we'll all check back in with you. I'll have you back on and we'll compare notes. What do you think?
That sounds like a fantastic plan.
All right, Rob. Well, thanks so very much. I'll look forward to having you back on in just a few weeks.
God bless you.
Thank you.